Day two of the revelations taken from leaked documents, and once again, Labour ministers are in the firing line. According to The Telegraph, the Labour MP for Stevenage, Barbara Follett, claimed £25,000 over 4 years for security here at her second home in London, saying she felt unsafe after being mugged and stalked. The paper also reveals that Labour MP Margaret Moran claimed £22,500 to treat dry rot at a seaside house 100 miles from her constituency, but designated as her second home. That Home Affairs Select Committee Chair Keith Vaz claimed £75,000 on a central London flat, despite owning another house just 12 miles from Westminster. And that Care Minister Phil Hope spent £37,000 in 4 years on kitting out a flat, as well as £120 on a barbecue. All of these are Labour MPs, but other parties are anxiously awaiting fresh revelations.
This is not a party political issue in many ways. I think all MPs of all parties may be slightly worried about what's going to come out over the weekend. There are certainly MPs in each of the main parties who probably have something to hide, something that they are embarrassed about.
Serious allegations are also being made against Immigration Minister Phil Woolis.
I think the report has misunderstood the system. The allegations against me include items on receipts that weren't claimed for. They were on a food receipt from a supermarket, so I can see that it's a good fun story, but it doesn't stand up to investigation.
The police have been asked by the House of Commons authorities to investigate how the Telegraph got hold of the documents.
I think most of the public will be very interested in reading all about this. They'll know they want the system changed. They certainly don't want the police scurrying around Westminster trying to find somebody to blame for releasing what should have been in the public domain anyway.
All of the expenses revealed today were approved by the Commons authorities. All were deemed to be within the rules. But the fact that some MPs have clearly milked a system that had become rotten has even further reduced trust in politics and politicians. Glenn O'Glaser, Sky News, Westminster.